Financial headlines this morning. Investors sell assets ahead of key AI tests while Dow logs worst stretch in months. Let's get behind those headlines now with Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvestre. Paul, good morning. I guess the question is it a sell-off? What's going on?
It's a correction until it really gets bad, then it's a sell-off. But you have to have the correction first. And we've talked about this for a while, is that the market valuation is high, and we've been anticipating for quite a while that the markets are going to correct. We should have a breath sometime for the market. And a 5 to 10% pullback is normal and happens a couple times a year, and it's at this point, nothing to get too excited about.
Yeah, I was reading about this. Stocks have experienced only very brief downturns over the past 15 or 16 years. So does that create some complacency that's dangerous?
And, well, you know, we've gotten very used to buy the dip. So the dips have been smaller and smaller. You know, 1 to 2% now qualifies as a dip. It used to be 5 to 10%. So we'll see if this morphs into something more. We get NVIDIA's earnings tomorrow, and then we get a raft of economic data over the next 2 to 3 weeks, playing a little catch-up from the government shutdown.
Is the Fed going to cut rates in December? What do you think?
They've been talking it down, meaning they've been talking, originally coming into the last meeting, it was about a 90-95% chance that they would cut in December. We're a coin flip now. It's 50-50. So you listen to all the various Fed officials talk, and they've been talking about really not the need to cut rates at this point. With economic data coming out still kind of foggy, makes sense to pause.
Now, according to past history, the next 4 or 5 months, aren't they usually the best of the financial calendar?
Yes. So the financial calendar, once you get past Halloween and you get into November, usually from November to tax day, thereabout, tends to be the best part of the calendar year. So we're getting into that period, and it's kind of odd that we're actually down. November is still a negative month after what we've had 5-6 months in a row of positive markets. So that's leading to some of the angst on Wall Street.
And now that the government's open and we're going to get some data, will this be an accurate reflection of the economy today or not?
Well, we're getting the unemployment report for September. We're now middle of November. So it doesn't have a lot of meaning at this point. We're going to be catching up. I guess from our perspective, I think probably after the first of the year, we will finally get solid data when everybody is back into their regular routine. Right now, we're just playing catch up. So, you know, some of them are surveys. How did you feel in September about X? I have no idea. I can barely figure out what I did last week. So that's part of the data series that we're going to be getting.
We're going to get some corporate earnings. It seems like all we're hearing about now, and this is always terrible, happy holidays, you've been laid off, right?
No, and we're at the end of the earnings season. We get NVIDIA and we get retailers. So retailers were very interested in to hear what the consumer is doing. Are they trading up, trading down? As far as what they're buying. But, yeah, I mean, the corporate layoffs are just a factor. It's life, and it happens all throughout the year. It's not just tied to the end of the year. We hear about them all year long.
Keep hearing about fast food restaurants struggling a bit. What's going on with the airlines and the credit card companies?
They're actually doing pretty well. I mean, if you've been flying or you go through an airport, it's busy. And what we heard from a lot of the credit card companies earlier when they were reporting, they reported very good revenue numbers. So people are using the credit cards. Surprisingly enough, too, they're actually paying down balances. So on general, for a lot of the credit card companies, their outstanding balances have come down some with the last quarterly report. Obviously, that may change. We're coming into the holiday season, so the magic plastic will be getting a workout in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Commodity prices have picked up, haven't they?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, certainly yesterday we heard it from the farmers. The commodity complex there was up. Metal prices have generally been up. Copper has been doing very well, and that's tied to the build-out of all these data centers. We need the copper wiring. So we are seeing some pressure on that, and that will eventually find its way through the inflation numbers that we get, but that's probably another 3 to 6 months before we start seeing that really pop up in those numbers. Again, part of the reason that the Fed is saying, you know, maybe we'll just kind of sit for a little while and see how this all plays out before we have to move.
All right, buying the dip, and that has nothing to do with your Italian beef.
Or the guacamole.
Yeah. Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Thank you, Paul. Have a good one.